Well, a woman had to go to the hospital to deliver twins, and since her husband was overseas, she asked her brother to drive her as well as to stay with her during the time she would be at the hospital. And so after the birth of the twins, a boy and a girl, the mother took a rest when she was sleeping, and then the nurses brought the babies in for her to hold them again. And her brother said, while she was asleep, he named the children. And she said, "You did what?" And she said, "Well, maybe the names aren't too bad, so what did you name the girl?" He said, "I named her Denise." And the mother says, "Oh, I love that name. That is a beautiful name. You did a good job. What did you name the boy?" He said, "The nephew." Now, in today's gospel, we have somebody with a very interesting and unique name. And his name was Bartimaeus. Now, the name Bartimaeus means son of Timaeus. Whenever you see the word bar, it means son. For example, St. Peter was Simon Bar-Jonah, or Simon, son of John. I remember as a kid, one of the cartoons I watched, the villain was Simon Bar-Sinister, right? So the word bar means son. And so Bartimaeus was the son of Timaeus, and he was a blind man. He was a beggar, and he would hang out along the streets of Jericho. Jericho is one of the oldest cities in the world. Jericho was at that time a very large and wealthy city. It was a good place for beggars because lots of people would go through that city because it was only 18 miles from Jerusalem. And so they would be traveling through Jericho on their way to go to the temple. And so it was a good place for beggars to be by the roadside. And so Bartimaeus had a good spot by the road. And he heard a big commotion one day. And he said, "What's going on?" And they said, "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by." And Bartimaeus had obviously heard about the miracles that the Lord worked, raising people from the dead, curing the blind, giving hearing to the deaf, curing the lepers. And the Lord had worked so many miracles because this was only 1 week before his passion. This was 1 week before Jesus was to die. And so the Lord had already worked miracles for 3 years. And Bartimaeus hears that the famous preacher and miracle worker is coming through town. And so he begins to shout as loud as he can a beautiful prayer: "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me." What a beautiful prayer that is. We call that the Jesus Prayer. If you want to read a good book on the spiritual life, read a book called The Way of a Pilgrim, about a man who traveled throughout Russia. And he kept praying the Jesus Prayer: "Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on me, a sinner." It's called the Jesus Prayer. Very famous, very beautiful prayer. It's a prayer that we should say many times throughout the day. And so Bartimaeus speaks up: "Have pity on me, Jesus, Son of David." What does the crowd do? The crowd tries to silence him. The crowd says, "Quiet down, be silent, stop shouting." Well, what does Bartimaeus do? Does he give in to the crowd? Does he give in to peer pressure? He does just the opposite. He shouts even louder. He continues to call out, "Son of David, have pity on me." So he shouts even louder. And this gets the Lord's attention. The Lord stops. So Jesus stops, all the crowd stops, and Jesus says, "Call him over." And so they tell him that Jesus is calling for you. Don't be afraid. Notice how quickly the crowd turns. One moment they're being an obstacle, saying, quiet down, stop bothering us. The next moment, once Jesus says, invite him, then they turn and say, quick, go to Jesus. He's calling you. So Bartimaeus, it says, jumps up. He springs up, and it says he throws aside his cloak. Probably one of his only possessions, since he was a beggar. He would need this to keep warm, a large outer cloak. And it was the springtime. This occurred in either March or April. So he was making a big sacrifice. But he did not want anything to slow him down. He didn't want anything to impede his way of getting to Jesus as quickly as he could. So as a blind man, he would probably obviously never see that cloak again, right? Once he got rid of it, how could he find it again? But he didn't care. He was willing to make a sacrifice in order to get close to Jesus. And so he comes before the Lord. Jesus says, what do you want me to do for you? And he says, Lord, that I may see. Master, I want to see. Again, a beautiful prayer. Lord, that I may see. Because we're all spiritually blind sometimes. And we need the light of faith to help us. So we should say, Lord, that I may see. Lord, help me to know your will, to do my vocation, to discern my vocation. Maybe a young person isn't sure what God's calling him to. A good prayer is, Lord, that I may see. And Jesus says, your faith has saved you. So Bartimaeus obviously was a man of great faith. And because of that, Jesus said, he is to be immediately cured and made well. And Jesus says, your faith has saved you. So what an amazing story. That's not the end of it. Because it says immediately he regained his sight and he didn't leave. What he did was he followed Jesus down the road. He became a disciple. He became a follower of Jesus. So what a great story this is today. I think it's a very good lesson for all of us on really what it means to encounter Christ. That Jesus is passing by. And we have to make an effort to get to see him. You make an effort, obviously, to come out to Mass. You know, you make that effort to be with Jesus in Eucharistic adoration, to spend time with the Lord. I'd say Bartimaeus is a great role model, an example for prayer. Because we see, first of all, a man of great faith. He prays with trust and confidence that the Lord can heal him. He praises the Lord first by calling him the Son of David, the Messiah. That's why all of our prayers should begin with adoration and praise and worship of God before we ask for what we need. So as the Our Father begins that way, praising God, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And then we ask for what we need. We also see Bartimaeus was able to overcome obstacles. People got in his way and said, quiet down. Stop trying to get Jesus' attention. So we should ask ourselves, well, do we have any obstacles in our life? Are there any people in our life that are keeping us from getting closer to Jesus because they're discouraging us in our prayer life or discouraging us in going to church? So who are your obstacles? What are your obstacles? Make sure you do what Bartimaeus does and overcome them. Persevere. Keep trying despite the obstacles. There's always going to be peer pressure from society or from the media or from wherever that will try to discourage us and try to keep us from getting closer to God. We have to be like Bartimaeus to continue. He shouted all the louder. He persevered. So what a great example of prayer and perseverance of prayer. He was also willing to sacrifice. So he threw his cloak off because he knew it was getting in his way. So we have to do the same thing. If we are aware of things in our life that are keeping us from God, we have to get rid of them. We have to go to confession. And many of the fathers of the church say that that cloak represented things that kept Bartimaeus from getting closer to the Lord. And so for in our life, it could be sin that we have to get rid of, or other things that we're too attached to that are keeping us from a better relationship with the Lord. So let's learn from this great man, Bartimaeus. What a wonderful story we have. A story of perseverance, a story of sacrifice and courage and faith and trust and confidence. And he made the effort to get to know Jesus, because he knew that Jesus was passing by. So we can learn all these things from this man, this interesting man named Bartimaeus, once a blind beggar who became a follower of Jesus Christ.